Hello everybody, this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish, Seres Tumei Tshuva, Insight. Today we're going to be focusing on the second to last verse of the chapter 27 of Tehillim Psalms. Actually, very interesting verse. Chapter 27, Parakot Zayin of Tehillim Psalms, is the overriding theme of Elul, not only Elul, but Seres Tumei Tshuva, which the overriding theme is man's yearning desire to get closer to the Almighty, to get closer to God, and seek His spiritual presence in life. So, what's interesting is you have a few letters, a few words in the Torah that you have some dots written over those words, and you very rarely have them in Nach. And the best of my knowledge, this is the only time in the entire Kesuvim, entire scriptures, that we have dots over a word, and this is the word lulei. The context is lulei hamanti leros b'tov Hashem be'aretz chayim. Had I not believed to see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living, King David says, I would have given up hope. Meaning he needed his faith reinforced. And the word lulei, had I not, is lulei had I not is has dots over it. So Rashi says that lulei nakud olav, lulei has dots on top of it, the midrash, to give us a special teaching. This Doshu Rabbo Seinu, our rabbis taught us something in particular, and that is that King David said, I know that the righteous eventually will receive their reward for their actions, but I don't know if I have a portion with the righteous. So King David, on the one hand, expresses his belief that he believes in the ultimate plan of the Almighty, that there is free will, and the righteous who choose to do goodness and connect with godliness in this world, Torah and Mitzvahs, will be rewarded, and the people that choose to disconnect from that will be punished for that. However, he's not sure what direction he's going in. So I think that underscores a couple of points. That underscores that what the Talmud said, and that's so impactful, especially this time of year, right before Yom Kippur, and that is that the Talmud says a person should always view themselves as, should you view yourself as a tzaddik or a rasha? Should you view yourself as righteous or the opposite of righteous? The Talmud says you should always view yourself as like 50-50. And you do one mitzvah, you're going to tilt the scales in the direction of you being righteous. And you do one Avera, and you tilt the scales in the direction of you being not a tzaddik. And not only that, says the Talmud, not only should you see yourself being exactly in the middle, but you should see the entire world being directly in the middle. And you do one mitzvah, not only will you tilt the scales favorably in the direction of the positive direction, but you'll tilt the scales of the entire world in the positive direction, and so too, unfortunately, if you choose the opposite. So what this underscores for us is how impactful this each and every decision that we make is. Sometimes we say this, what does it matter? What does it matter? So many other people out there, so many other people, let them get involved. What does it matter if I say amen to this bracha, if I get involved in this, and if I do that mitzvah, if I go to that minyan, what does it really matter if I do that mitzvah? Person should always view themselves as such an impactful way. As King David was saying, lulei, had I not, meaning there's dots over it, to realize, to emphasize, every single person has the capacity and the capability to make such an impactful difference. You just never know what hangs in the balance, and your small mitzvah may not be so small after all. So this applies the rest of the year as well, but especially this time before Yom Kippur. Everybody's actions are that much more significant and impactful. Wish you all a meaningful day and meaningful Aseres Yemei Teshuvah.